Welcome to the Mark in the Morning podcast. Want to receive this daily? Search Mark in the Morning on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Warmer weather is here, and with it comes spring cleaning. You could spruce up the house, spruce up the yard, but for a really fresh start, do what I did. Get a Casper. Casper's engineered with two high-tech foams for supportive comfort that guarantees a great night's sleep. I'm almost asleep as soon as my head hits the pillow. That is unheard of for me. Casper is one of the most awarded mattresses of the century, and their new sheets and pillows are just as comfortable, creating an environment designed to keep you cool and balanced all night long. The mattress ships free in a surprisingly compact box. Plus, you can try it in your own home for 100 nights, risk-free. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. I love my Casper. Try yours for 100 nights in your own home with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code GINA for $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code GINA for $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, terms and conditions apply.
Gina, you ever heard this before?
I can't tell yet. I don't think so.
Cleanup woman, Betty Wright.
Ooh.
Whoa, what the hell was that?
That was...
I love when weird things happen on the radio.
Wait a second. A, I like this song. Mm-hmm. B, are you trying to insult me because I told you I was too sweaty to hug you?
No, I so forgot that.
Okay, awesome.
That's so 12 minutes
I'm
ago.
I'm so glad I put it on the air.
All right, a lot of weekend, and I fried my forehead is going to come off in one sheet. I'll explain. Today, a lot of show. First of all, we're going to be giving away $5. 5 seconds for $5. The questions have just got to get harder.
Yeah.
And that falls in Danny's area. Three reasons why today doesn't suck. We speak with the shuttle tank that was being moved slowly through the streets of LA.
Oh, that's right. That was a big deal.
We're actually going to have ET94, that's the name of the tank,
wow,
on the phone today.
Amazing.
That's how super, super we are. We also speak with Jim Norton, very funny Jim Norton. And if you want a family four-pack to go to Disneyland, then we'll give those away at 8 o'clock.
I'd like that.
One of us went to Tijuana this weekend. On the other side of the stones, we will share that story, which I've not yet heard it. I just know that somebody went with two buddies, and somebody got laid.
Oh.
Details after the stones.
Mexico.
So I was down in Doheny this weekend, so we'll get into that. A lot of stuff to talk about. Danny is driving down to San Diego, so he stops by the hotel. We had a cigar, chatted, hung out, soaked in Dana Point. Never been. So gorgeous.
Oh, wait, who's never been?
Me.
Oh, isn't it beautiful?
Never been.
Yeah.
But my forehead says, please, what are you doing? Put the top up.
It is the color of an old barn.
Yeah, I took a sheet white winter forehead,
uh-huh,
and I put it into the California sun for a total of 3 hours driving to and from. So anyway, Danny, I said, what are you doing in, what are you going to San Diego for? And he goes, well, buddies of mine, we may go to Tijuana. Danny, did you go to Tijuana?
Went to Tijuana, had a good time, like always. Go there for the street tacos and the food.
Okay.
Tacos being...
Oh, delicious.
You don't have to explain.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Hi, Gina. Good morning.
Hi. All
right.
Happy to see you, dude.
All right. So let's talk it through. So you it's you and how many buddies?
It was a total of three guys.
Okay. So you go, and now your two buddies, they're going to enjoy the street tacos, as you put it.
Yeah. Like I said, I go there for the food.
Right.
I go there for the fun, for the visuals. Had a good time. We loaded up on some food.
Uh-huh. What'd you have? The
tacos, something beefy with onions, ooh, and rice and beans.
Delish.
And
onions,
lots of onions.
Already, we're beyond what I would never go to Tijuana, which you can be arrested, thrown in jail.
No, it's a tourist town. Imagine if no Americans were walking through daily.
Yeah.
How much that would hurt that economy.
And they have a really good Costco.
Yes.
I'm sorry. You ate food. You don't know what's in that food.
I know. I mean, it looks like it's beef. It looked, I mean,
it's good enough for Nanny.
I mean, there's dogs and cats running around. I know, but I'm pretty sure it's
kosher.
It's,
okay, so you finished your tacos, then where'd you go?
Hong Kong. There's a place called Hong Kong Gentlemen's Club. Nothing gentlemanly about being inside Hong Kong. Smoke-filled room.
Oh.
Tons and tons of beautiful ladies. There's two types of ladies. You can have the ladies inside the clubs. There's also ladies outside the clubs. Now, by
so street
meaning
hookers.
That, these, prostitutes, exactly.
Right.
I go because I support my friends, you know. I let them do whatever they want to do, lap dance or full-on whatever. I go and I just sit there and I drink some beers and I get to watch, you know, free boobies. And I like boobies.
All right. So now how many women are in the room at the Hong Kong at one time? How many strippers?
I would say just like 50, 60
Whoa.
Women in there. It's like
You're
four
kidding.
Or five different levels.
Whoa.
Screens all over the place.
Hot? Just, the women hot? Or pigs?
You know, it's Tijuana, so...
A cross-section.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, you have different flavors, different shapes and sizes.
Okay,
yeah.
Now where are your friends at this point?
My friends are outside, going for the street tacos.
Okay, now...
Supporting the local economy.
Exactly, there we go.
Now,
it's all clean.
Why are they not in the club doing it?
I think it's cheaper.
The price difference.
Okay, so how much for a woman?
It's gross, though. I mean, the comparison between outside and inside is just, you know, inside is classier. It's clean. Not cleaner, let's say, but it's like prettier girls, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Inside.
Inside. Outside is just trash and like girls that just
And this is
the
what
wall.
Your buddies went for.
Well, it's a $30 value.
Wow.
It's a bargain. $30.
Okay, top to bottom, $30.
Cheaper than a date, than a girlfriend, a wife.
Around the world, $30.
Yeah.
Now, let me just say that already, there's three things that I'm never going to be. I will say it clearly. Never will you see me in Tijuana eating food off of a truck or a cart.
Carts.
You will not see me in a strip club named Hong Kong enjoying the ladies, and you will not see me banging something that cost me $30 off the street.
Nunca, people, never.
No, they have cards, the medical cards. They're clean.
Oh.
It's Mexico. No,
dude, and you could have been thrown in jail with ransom. Your family would have to come.
No, it's fine. I'm gonna take cots there. Chick on the street. We're going to do a live from Tijuana.
Yes.
Maybe my daughter better come back from it.
No, I got the whole plan. You know, everything's planned. We're going to go to the Farmacia, pick up some Villagrosos.
Katie's going to go, Danny, why did you tell me to walk back and forth in front of the Hong Kong? What does this mean?
Hey, you bring a lady into those places, you're king.
If I see Katie with $30 cash in her hand, you'll be going to talk. All right. On the other side, Brian Johnson of AC/DC, you can't find a better straight-up guy. He's no longer with AC/DC, and they asked him basically, how do you feel about that? He responds, it's about as classy as it gets. We'll get into that in 5 minutes. This is Mark in the Morning. You know that song, right?
I don't know.
Well, it's AC/DC.
No.
It's Let There Be Rock.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't expecting it.
Well, AC/DC singer Brian Johnson, who is no longer with the band, says he's very lucky despite having to stop touring to avoid going deaf.
What people don't understand is it is what it is. It's like a young sports player getting an injury. I feel sorry for them that like 24, 25 have an injury and it ends their career. And it's an awful thing, but I'm lucky. I'm 69 later this year. And I've had a pretty good run. He didn't tell me I had cancer or something terminal. And I had so many good times with the boys, and I've had such a lucky and great life. And I'm just thankful, really, that I came out of it in one piece. Now, I guess I can rest me socks off.
If you go through something that's difficult in life, like I would imagine that would be, that's about as good a positive attitude as you can have on something.
Absolutely.
He's thanking God, hey, I had a good run. I had a great time.
Yeah.
Can't be greedy here.
Yeah.
So that's a really, I love that. That's a really positive attitude. On the other side of Foreigner, we got us a Mike TV last night on the Billboard Awards. There was a tribute to Prince. You either liked it or you didn't. Mike TV will get into it after this on Mark in the Morning.
Now, the name soon to be heard around the universe is Mr. Mike TV. You love to watch TV, Mike?
You bet.
Yeah, I do. And yesterday, ABC had the Billboard Music Awards and the reunion that nobody thought would happen. Not Slash and Axl. Everyone, you know, they didn't think that would happen either. But the Go-Go's reunited. And actually, it was pretty good. Here's the Go-Go's from last night. So that was actually the one highlight of the night.
And a super smoking hot 57-year-old Belinda Carlisle.
Yeah, she always good. Was pretty
oh
hot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But what everyone's talking about is Madonna's tribute to Prince. I thought it was awful, like nails on a chalkboard. Some people liked it. I don't understand. But here's Madonna doing Nothing Compares to You. Purple rain. Oh, sorry. Purple hang on. Wrong one.
That is awful.
Here's this one. I don't know.
Wait a second. The first thing I notice is she's using an auto-corrected microphone, is she not?
It sounded like that, yeah.
Oy.
And it didn't help. I don't think it helped. But Stevie Wonder came in. He swooped in and tried to save the day with Purple Rain. But then Madonna started singing with him, and it kind of ruined it. But here we go.
Purple Rain! Purple Rain!
Come on, people, put your hands together. Here we go.
Let me just be clear. I cannot stand Madonna.
Okay.
I hate her. Mm. I hated that segment. To me, it was all about Madonna, and it wasn't about Prince. It wasn't about Stevie Wonder. Linda loved it. Mm. So what did you think? If you have an opinion either way, 888-696-1003.
And there's your mic, TV.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
Speaking of Prince, a couple of details have been released about the day that he died. I've got that right after CCR. This is Mark in the Morning. Rolling on a river.
Unnecessary.
I just choose not to sing. I shouldn't, because you heard. I'm gifted in the vocal department with the singing.
Yeah, beautiful. I never meant to call
you when you Well, with the tribute to Prince last night, if that's what you're going to call it, a couple of details about the day he died. Prince had been dead for hours before his body was discovered at Paisley Park Elevator. I saw it on the National Enquirer photographs. I don't know if they're real, but National Enquirer has kind of, in the world of rags, become legitimate.
Reputable, yeah.
I saw photographs, sadly, I saw photographs of Prince in the elevator, gotten from the security system in his home. Mm. And the first one, he was hanging onto the handrail in the middle of falling down.
Oh, God.
The next one, he was trying to pull himself up with his cane. And then the third one,
that was it.
Dead. So I don't know if it's real or not, but I saw him. A first responder told detectives that the body of Prince was a cold body. The paramedic estimated Prince had died 6 hours prior to their arrival. The day before, assistants of the entertainer had become increasingly concerned at how, quote, agitated the singer was. It is suspected he was suffering withdrawal symptoms. First thing in the morning of April 20th, a staff member called a New York City doctor familiar with Prince's condition. Later in the day, another doctor made a house call to Paisley Park, and Prince visited the hospital to receive an IV. His staff made arrangements with a California doctor who had experience in controversial treatment to detox from opioid addiction. That was Dr. Howard Cornfield, who sent his son.
Right.
His son was the one that called 911.
Purple Rain!
use words like controversial. I'm wondering, and I thought I read something like this, but I'm not sure. Are the Kornfelds a person of interest at this point? Are people not cool with their controversial dealings with him?
I don't know. I don't know. I know that addiction to prescription medication in this country is right at one of the biggest problems that we have.
Oh, yeah.
And it's why I know a lot of guys in the NFL sometimes get busted for smoking pot. Because you go to the, okay, you've got a problem. You go to the team doctor. Team doctor gives you a prescription to Percocet or whatever right. it is. Players don't want to take it.
Yeah.
Pot gets them back on the field, yeah. helps them through the thing.
It's a pain reliever.
But that's yeah. banned by the NFL.
Yeah.
So it's look, it's a super sad. And by the way, the people that made Prince's food and Prince's personal bodyguard who packed Prince's luggage for trips, he goes, I never saw any of this.
Oh.
The people cooking his food, we never saw it. Prince would host parties. He loved to have parties. And Prince would DJ the party. But he never was. We saw none of this. So how he could, if in fact this is the case, hide it.
It's still a mystery.
That's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Okay. Let's talk about the weekend. I know that you were at Osh.
I was. It was super fun at the Orchard Supply Hardware. Had a big old group of people coming out. We were playing human-sized Jenga and cornhole and hula hoops. We had a blast. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm behind or ahead?
You're right on time.
But my break
Would you like to stay that way?
My break is at 30.
Yeah, it's 6:30.
Oh, mine says
I need to get you a new clock.
My clock is off. So it's six. It's now. So I'm behind 1 minute.
Yeah.
I've got to write that down.
I just want to say thank you to everybody who came out. We got Bocce Bob and Craig and Ingrid and Paul. And it was a huge turnout and it was a lot of fun. So thank you, everybody.
All right. Well, as I was checking into the hotel at the Doheny Blues Festival, I had a rock star moment. It was kind of fun. It involved Edgar Winter.
Oh.
So I will tell you that in 5 minutes. This is Mark in the Morning. So I was at the Doheny Blues Festival this weekend, drove down. I came over the hill after I'd fried my forehead.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a fried egg.
Yeah.
It's all going to come off in one shape.
Yep.
I came over the hill, and there was the view. Dana Point, absolutely gorgeous. And with the crap weather we had this weekend, it was fantastic weather. So I get to the hotel, and I'm checking in. And as I'm looking at the lady who's checking me in, I hear dissension over here to my right. Dissension. I look over, and it's Edgar Winter, completely decked out in full stage regalia. We're talking about a silver jacket, glittery jacket, with gold and black glittery things, designs, tight blue jeans, and then gold boots.
Hot.
And all I heard him say was, It wasn't an altercation.
Right.
But he just said, that's not the way I wanted it. And then I stopped listening.
That's awesome.
He had the biggest suitcase I've ever seen. It was bigger than him. And it was road weary. Uh-huh, I mean, this thing uh-huh. had been through it.
Right.
Because when you're Edgar Winter, you're on the road.
Right.
But I got to say, I introduced Lynyrd Skynyrd. Oh, dude. I was, when I went backstage, the stage manager said, have you said hey to Van Sant, lead singer? I said, I haven't. So he goes, you need to say hey to Van Sant. So he takes me over. In the Mark and Brian days, Lynyrd Skynyrd was going to perform live on the show in front of about 50 listeners. And it was Bring Your Daughter to Work Day. I took Amy with me to work. She was 8. So I go into the green room, and of course, Amy follows me. The moment that I got into the room, Lynyrd Skynyrd, all of them stood up, got on one knee around Amy, and they spent 20 minutes hanging out. I told Van Zandt that story. He goes, I completely remember that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then I went
so it's
up.
It's been verified.
And I introduced Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Did you tell that story?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome.
Absolutely. And Lynyrd Skynyrd spanked it. But now, for all of you that came out this weekend, I so appreciate that. It was just it was kind of a hippie vibe, but it was a love fest. A lot of you came out and you shared things with me that you made my year. I thank you. And you know who you are. I thank you so much for those very, very kind words. Let's find out what's trending. Here's Miss Gina Grant.
Well, Kanye West's ex-bodyguard slammed the rapper, calling him condescending and expressing, quote, diva-like behavior. Who'd have thought? The woman who went viral when she freaked out after buying a Chewbacca mask at Kohl's has boosted Chewbacca mask sales to the point where the damn thing is sold out all over the country.
Okay, Mikey, later, do we have audio of that?
Yeah, Danny's finding it.
It creeped me out in a way.
It was everywhere the last 3 days.
100 million views? Yeah,
Kohl's even went by and gave them more stuff and more crap. So, yeah, we definitely got to get into that. And here's what's trending in sports. LMAO LeBron is trending ever since a team member accidentally pushed him on the court and LeBron fell backwards in this extremely dramatic fashion. I hope he's okay, but it was hilarious. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, we reshare our conversation with Bernie Sanders. But first, Queen, this is Mark in the Morning.
Well, bad news for Bernie Sanders. The hashtag Bernie Lost Me was trending this week after some of his supporters became violent at a Nevada political event. Apparently, a lot of folks are calling now for him to throw in the towel. We have Bernie on the phone to talk about it. Thank you for calling in, Bernie.
Yes, thank you for having me, Mark.
Now, how do you feel about the fact that people want you to drop out of the race?
It's not going to happen. Never, ever. I'm not a quitter. I never say stop.
I see.
I'm serious. You know, even when I'm at the Cheesecake Factory and they're putting Parmesan on my shrimp scampi, I never, never say when. I just let them pile it on until the waiter's triceps are sore. I push things past the limit, Mark.
That is impressive.
When my wife and I make passionate love on each other, I just keep on going even after we've reached the point where nobody's having any fun at all. I just keep at it. Even after she's like, honey, I have things to do today. Let's wrap it up. I just keep doing to her what the top 1% have been doing to the American people for years. Okay? If you know what I mean. I mean, everybody's entitled to their fair share of my old man love.
Yikes.
Even my work day never ends. When my campaigning duties are done for the day, so begins my overnight shift as an Uber driver. I don't know when to quit, Mark.
It seems so, Bernie.
And when I'm driving a passenger around, I keep driving even after we've passed their destination, sometimes for hundreds of miles. Then, when they start begging and pleading for me to let them out of the car because they think they've been kidnapped, I start trying to lighten the mood by telling a joke. And when they laugh at the punchline, I tell the same joke again, then again, then again, then again, then again, then again.
Bernie, please stop saying then again.
Haven't you been listening to me, Mark? Then again, then again, then again, then again.
Thank you for calling in, Bernie.
After you hang up, Mark, I'm just going to keep holding the receiver up to my ear until I get dizzy and pass out, if that's okay with you. Then it's on to round two of the sex making with my wife. Bernie's got to get his.
Okay. If you watched the Billboard Awards last night, you saw Madonna's tribute to Prince along with Stevie Wonder, and I hated it. My wife liked it. Mikey hated it. It doesn't seem there's any gray. To me, it just appeared to be all about Madonna.
Except on Madonna.
Yeah, well, I was in Madonna's concert, and I was so hot, sweat was dripping from my ear, and I was complaining about it to my guy who works at Staples Center, Michael. And some guy heard me and leaned down and whispered in my ear, "You're in Madonna's world now." I'll kill you.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, so we've opened the phones, 888-696-1003. What did you think? We come back and talk with Cindy right after this. This is Mark in the Morning. Well, last night on the Billboard Awards, Madonna and Stevie Wonder did a tribute to Prince. I hated it. Mm. My wife liked it. Mikey, not so much. Let's go to Cindy calling from Huntington Beach. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
What'd you think?
All of you.
Hi. What'd you think?
I thought it sucked big time.
Ooh.
What did it lack? I just thought it was all about her, but for you, what did it lack?
Well, it was about her, but she sounded terrible to me. I didn't like the way she sounded, and I love Stevie Wonder, and he didn't sound good.
Yeah, the whole thing, it just fell flat for me.
If Stevie wasn't good, do you think it was a last-minute rushed thing that they didn't have time to practice, or what?
I don't know. I thought I'd heard that she was going to do this someplace, but so I don't know if that's an excuse or not. I'm not a big Madonna fan. not a fan at all, actually.
I hate her.
I do too. I think she's awful.
Let's go to Catherine calling from Anaheim. Catherine, what did you think? And feel free to defend.
Good morning, and there is no defense.
Oh.
I was so taken when Prince died, and, you know, a lot of people don't know what a prolific guitarist he is. So, and he's done a lot with so many people. So if it was a true tribute, maybe she might have had a cameo, but there would have been so many other artists involved.
That's a good point.
And, like Lenny Kravitz and things. And then she did stink. Her voice sounded horrible.
Imagine.
Barely moved. And it was all about her. And it wasn't about him. And it was such a loss to the music community. They could have done something so much more.
Imagine,
so much better.
Imagine if Lady Gaga. Now, I know that she screwed up the Bowie thing because she tried to look just
right,
like him.
Right, she did an impersonation.
But because you know what it is? Last night's thing lacked any emotional connection to what they were doing.
I buy that.
I've seen in acting class, I've seen students come in and they're saying these lines, but they don't know what they're saying.
Right.
And you can tell.
There's nothing behind it.
That was it. That was it. That
Got
was it.
It.
It lacked any connection to the thing. All right.
Well said.
Thank you. So, Cindy, Catherine, thank you for calling. Coming up, a California woman went nuts when another driver spent too much time at the pump at the gas station. She got out of her car and began to beat the guy's truck with a bat. Now, when I tell you the whole story, you can make up your mind. But that's right after Guns on Mark in the Morning.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. The one...
A California woman went nuts when another driver spent too much time in front of the pump at a suburban gas station. She ran up to his trunk and began to beat it with a baseball bat. So that's what I teased with. Now I give you the rest of the story. The injured party admits that he lost track of time after pumping his fuel, but he insists he didn't think he was causing any problems since no one had pulled up behind him. He said he was making some phone calls when the woman began shouting at him to move. Then began a countdown that ended when she used the bat to smash out the taillight of his car. A surveillance video of the incident makes it seem as if the suspect, who kept saying, "I told you to move," was an employee of the gas station. When a reporter for the Los Angeles TV station went to investigate, she was in the office. No charges yet have been filed.
Yeah. Did you see the footage of this?
No.
Okay, I'm going to put up the link on Mark in the Morning. It's fantastic because she comes out with a Louisville Slugger, goes insane, and the dude whose car she's beating, the truck, just goes, "You're crazy. I'm calling the cops." He never batted an eyelash. He never raised his voice. He never lost his temper. He said, "I'm not going anywhere. I'm calling the cops." "You call the cops!" Smash, smash. "Okay, I'm calling the cops."
Out of interest, did the video show whether there was a line of cars behind
there his car? Was not a car to be found at Lancaster that day.
Bitch just lost it. Just freaked out at work. There's no other choice for it.
I'll put up the link on Mark in the Morning Facebook.
All right, a couple of things from the weekend. So after I went to Doheny, and I got back one-ish, two-ish, I went to the dog park where my daughter Amy's boyfriend, who she's living with, his mother, Jaylene, has three dogs that are professional Frisbee competition dogs.
What?
Yeah. And so I went. It was World Dog Day yesterday. So I went to this. There were 1,000, 2,000 people all with their dog at this event. And I watched Jaylene do what she does. It was amazing. It's up on Mark in the Morning Facebook. So then, last night, Linda and I go to dinner.
Uh-huh.
As we walk in to the hostess, there's a lady sitting right there that has her 140-pound Great Dane standing by her.
At the restaurant?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so Linda said, "We're going to sit right there."
Wait, she wanted to sit next to the...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So we sat and I petted that dog throughout all dinner and I had my picture taken. Linda took my picture and that's up on Mark in the Morning Facebook.
Wasn't it slobbery? Did it have a little beer keg under its neck?
No, that's a St. Bernard.
Oh, okay, thanks.
This is a Great Dane, just big, just 140 pounds of dog.
Damn.
Now, by the way, 888-696-1003 if you want to play 5 seconds for $5. 888-696-1003. The dog, after I had been affectionate petting him,
right.
At one point, he was turned to face his owner. He sat down, standing up, he sat down in my lap, in my chair.
How?
He's that
giant beast.
Well, his back was up. It's up here.
It's like 4.5 feet
in
the air.
I'm telling you.
That's incredible.
This is a gargantuan dog. Sat in my lap while standing up.
That's amazing.
That's how nuts it is. All right, so we're going to get into this in a minute. This viral video of the woman putting on the Chewbacca mask and then laughing hysterically into her camera or iPhone or whatever it was. We're going to play the laugh. This thing has gone viral. It's 100 million views. The question is, why? I think I have an idea, and we'll talk it through.
It's a fair question.
But this is one of the biggest videos to ever go viral, and it's a woman in her car wearing a Chewbacca mask laughing.
Yeah.
So what about that makes 100 million people watch it? So we'll go through it. But right now, we pause for station identification. This is Mark in the Morning.
5 seconds for $5.
Everybody's talking about this game.
It's a big deal.
I think I liked it better when you just fought it. She tried to come in on it.
You know what? When you can't beat him, you join him in this stupid bit. Nobody cares about this $5. I'm trying to help. Just go.
See, I just wanted to get to a point where we're up to $1,000.
Though the questions are going to have to get harder than what's Garfield's favorite food.
I think they have. Which, by the way, I did not know the answer.
Yes, you did.
I have not seen one single Garfield, whatever it is.
Do you remember what Garfield's favorite food is?
Yeah, lasagna.
Because you read it off a piece of paper.
That's right.
Okay.
Garfield is not in my world. Look, there's the lady.
Wookiee woman, they're calling her on Good Morning America.
Oh, my God. Okay, we welcome in Jim, Orange County. Jim, good morning.
Hey, Mark, what's up?
I'm just sitting here doing a radio show. How about you, bitch?
I'm on my way to work, just listening to your ass on the way.
What do you do? What's your job?
I'm in the financial industry.
Oh, God, do you like it?
It pays the bills, dude. I'm just waiting for a couple more years, then I'm done.
Okay, so you actually are at a point where you could retire?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Congratulations. Now, Jim, I've got a question I'm going to ask you. If you answer it correctly, you get $5. If you miss it, tomorrow's question is worth $10. You got that?
Yeah, and you would like me to miss it, I know.
Well, it does. Look, if you know it, you know it. The drama's building. I can tell Jim's stupid. So I think it'll help. I think we got this today. Okay, Jim, do you have a college degree?
I do not.
Yeah, see? Stupid. I can't say that. I don't have a college degree. Gina, do you?
He's in good company. A little bit.
You either do or you don't.
That's not true.
How do you?
I'll explain another time.
All right, Mikey, college degree?
Yeah, it took 6 years, but I got it.
All right, here we go, Jim. Here's your question.
All right.
What is the world's smallest ocean? Five.
Ooh.
Four.
I'm going to go with Indian Ocean.
Proof to the point that I made earlier, Jim, you're an ignorant man. Obviously, it is the Arctic Ocean.
All right.
You know why he doesn't care, Mark? Because it was for $5.
Gina, we can't make this the most talked about game if you keep bringing it
down.
You're
right. Yeah, it's my fault.
You're going to have to go back on the other side.
Okay. You know what? You're an idiot because you just missed $5.
On the other side of Mr. Tom Petty, you will not see Christina Aguilera and Whitney Houston using that thing. What do you call it?
I don't know. Why are you making that obscene gesture?
Voice box?
No. The I can't find it.
What does it sound like? Is it bigger than a red box?
Hologram.
Oh, okay.
Because they did it, but you're not going to see it.
Hologram, gotcha.
I'll give you details right after this. This is Tom Petty on Mark in the Morning. Let's talk it through. 100 million views of a woman sitting in her car. She puts on a Chewbacca mask and then she laughs. Mikey, would you share that audio? Okay, that's it. That's the reason. She's insane.
Yeah.
She's lost her mind. She's putting on a Chewbacca mask in her car, and she's insane. It's creepy.
Or is it because the rest of us are so jaded and so soulless, and we don't experience joy like that, so we have to do it through other people? And we go, wow, that's what happiness looks like.
Okay.
Maybe all that's right. Why everyone's sharing it.
Well, here's something we're going to do. If that can go viral. Excuse me. We're going to, here on the program on Mark in the Morning, we're going to try to make a viral. We're going to try. Danny told me a story. We were talking about this in San Diego. Somebody took a watermelon lengthwise mm-hmm. and they cut it and they gutted the watermelon mm-hmm. or most of it and they put a puppy in the watermelon.
I saw it. It was amazing.
Okay.
I shared it like 8 times.
Okay, so that's viral. we're going to see if you can. If you can actually try to make a viral video and have it work.
Yeah.
Because it seems that the formula is simple.
Yeah, and it's usually completely organic. So the fact that we're trying, I think, already is going to make it harder, but I think we can do it.
All right, so we'll do one a week until we make it.
Okay.
And so we'll take listeners' suggestions as to what we can do.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And then we'll probably shoot it off the air. There's no need doing it on the air. And we'll try to make a viral video.
Excuse me.
Jennifer, so sorry.
Excuse
please.
Me.
Jennifer,
hi.
Our Star Wars geek, fan. Jennifer, good morning.
First of all, Mark, it's Stephanie.
So I'm
and
so
I kind of feel like I've been here enough times that you know my freaking name.
I apologize. I've been traveling lately. I'm tired.
No problem. Mark, yes. I got a quick editorial. Yeah. I despise this woman, this Chewbacca woman. Now, listen to this.
Yeah.
True story. Just as this stupid video went viral, I was on my way to Kohl's to get my Chewbacca mask for a costume party. And now, all the dadflame things are sold out. I can't find them anywhere. I've been on eBay. I've been on Amazon. You can't find these freaking things. So thank you, Mask Mom, for ruining it for the rest of us. I gotta go, Mark. I'm too upset.
Stephanie, thank you always for popping by.
As the Imperial Guards are my witness, I'm going to get this mask!
Boy, Stephanie, I've seen her fired up, but that was intense.
Ooh,
right
mad,
there.
Yeah.
So we will attempt to make a video. We want it to go viral. And I just wonder if you can do it. Because, again, it seems the stuff, like, for me, one of the greatest things I've ever seen is dogs who fail at being dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They could not jump up and catch food to save their life. But that was obviously viral. But that one was created, very nicely edited.
A compilation.
Yeah, absolutely. I wonder if we can do this. So we'll start this week. You can make any suggestions you want. We as a team will narrow it down, make the decision, and then we'll shoot it.
Great.
Which, by the way, I'm taking Gina this week out. We're going to, you know how we make videos that you can sit and watch on Mark in the Morning Facebook and .com. I'm going to take you out. And I'm going to show you how to properly smoke a cigar.
Thank you. Thank you, Danny.
And then how to sip scotch with your cigar.
Okay. Awesome. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to make sure I don't inhale and kill myself.
Right.
And are you going to show me how to sip scotch without making like a face afterwards? Like I don't want to go.
Well, you're going to do that no matter what you do.
Okay. All right. I'm excited.
So, yeah, we'll be doing that this week at some point. Not sure which day. Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay, fine. Well, I have to know so I can be dressed properly.
Oh, are we wearing fancy clothes?
Well, no, that just means Linda wants to know what day so she can pick the right shirt.
Gotcha.
All right. On the other side of business, was it the San Diego
Padres?
Yep. Padres.
Yeah.
At that game, the gay men's choir was going to do the national anthem. Didn't go well. And they're assuming now, they're saying that it was on purpose. So we'll talk it through. 5 minutes away. This is Mark in the Morning.
Rebel, find fresh fierce, we got it on lock.
Well, shame on those working behind the scenes Saturday at Petco Park, the home of the San Diego Padres. Before the game between the Padres and the Dodgers, the San Diego Gay Men's Chorus had been invited to sing the national anthem as a special out-of-the-park event, but the performance went horribly wrong due to an apparent practical joke. When the 100-member volunteer chorus took the field, they found their microphones weren't working and had to stand on the field and listen as some Neanderthal playing a recording of women singing the anthem instead. Members of the chorus were reportedly then heckled as they left the field, with at least one guy yelling, quote, "You sing like a girl."
Clever.
The Padres claimed it was a control room mistake and offered an apology, but Bob Lehman, the executive director of the San Diego Gay Men's Chorus, isn't buying it. In a statement, he asked the Padres and Major League Baseball to investigate the incident and the city of San Diego to consider whether a hate crime had been committed. Why would they? Because the Gay Men's Chorus of San Diego has performed before.
Right.
So why would they purposely do this?
Well, maybe it was just maybe it was a total mistake, a really unfortunate accident, or maybe it was some schmuck in the control room who thought he was being hilarious or wanted to do something stupid.
Then if that's the case, it does need to be investigated.
Absolutely. Now, what I would love to do, not that they're not busy enough, this is the San Diego Gay Men's Chorus, I'm sure they have other things to do, but how awesome would it be to invite them onto our show to sing, because they got pipes.
Let's do it.
Can we?
Let's just stop right now. That would be awesome.
Oh,
how many is it?
Oh, it's a. It looks like, you know, at least 50, could be 100 dudes.
We'll pack them in.
Let's do it. San Diego Gay Men's Chorus, you are invited on Mark in the Morning. Please, please, please come sing for us.
All right, now, we all saw this weekend the fuel tank from a shuttle, the only one existing, was moved slowly through the streets of L.A.
It was amazing.
It is pretty unique where you just get glued to watching that.
Well, they did the same thing with the actual space shuttle. And you know why this is such a big deal? Mm. Because these always burn up on impact, so right. There's no surviving ones. This one was never used, so we all get to see it.
All right. On the other side of Van Halen, we will actually speak with that fuel tank from the shuttle.
Okay.
That's right after Jamie's crying. This is Mark in the Morning.
Warmer weather is here, and with it comes spring cleaning. You could spruce up the house, spruce up the yard, but for a really fresh start, do what I did. Get a Casper. Casper's engineered with two high-tech foams for supportive comfort that guarantees a great night's sleep. I'm almost asleep as soon as my head hits the pillow. That is unheard of for me. Casper is one of the most awarded mattresses of the century, and their new sheets and pillows are just as comfortable, creating an environment designed to keep you cool and balanced all night long. The mattress ships free in a surprisingly compact box. Plus, you can try it in your own home for 100 nights, risk-free. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. I love my Casper. Try yours for 100 nights in your own home with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code GINA for $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code GINA for $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, terms and conditions apply.
So, as we were talking before, the only remaining fuel tank from the shuttle program inched its way through the streets of L.A. this weekend on its journey to the Science Center, where it'll be on display. The tank is referred to as ET-94, meaning it is the 94th external tank in the shuttle program. We have the ET-94 on the phone. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks, and you're welcome.
So, how was your slow crawl through L.A.?
Well, frankly, I don't know what all you L.A. bastards are bitching about when it comes to traffic here. I didn't see another car in my path.
Well, you see, ET-94, you do understand that all the roads were closed on your route.
Oh, then that's the answer. Before you go to work, have the roads closed.
Well, you did have a really close call with a traffic light. You almost bumped into it.
Yeah, Mark, I weigh 65,000 pounds. You think I'm worried about a traffic light?
Well, it was pretty impressive to see you on our streets. Lots of folks came out to witness it.
Yeah, apparently you people like the rust brown.
Well, listen, ET-94, thank you for calling in.
Okay, great. Come see me at the Science Center.
All right, this one I love. Let me find the music. Damn it. Where is it? It's brown. There it is.
Nope.
Now, listen to this. This is pretty good. Drivers in Toronto have been freaking out over a billboard advertising a funeral home and begging them to keep on texting while driving. But that's not the entire story.
Okay.
Folks who go to the website listed on the billboard finds a message saying, "If you're here, you probably have seen our text and drive billboard. And if you have, you probably came to the website to tell us what horrible people we are for running an ad like that. And you'd be right. But we're not a funeral home. We're simply trying to get Canadians to stop texting and driving, which is projected to kill more people in Ontario this year than drinking and driving. That should make you madder than our billboard."
Wow.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, and that's a great campaign, by the way, because you can have as many signs as you want, "Don't text and drive," and everybody ignores it. This is something that I would pay attention to.
Yeah, I love it. And honestly, seriously, guys, this texting and driving is a major problem.
Yeah.
Look, it takes 1 second
yeah.
for you to glance down, and then there it is. I can see a car moving in and out of the lines.
I know
what they're doing. Yep. I know exactly what they're doing.
I'll admit something right now. You know, this wasn't always illegal because they couldn't get the law in place to have text and driving be illegal. So before it was illegal, I was doing it all the time. Well, I looked down to send a text, hit the car in front of me. His license plate popped off. My mom was visiting and in the car. She was mortified. And the guy comes out and says, "You know what? I think you learned your lesson. Let's just get on with our lives." And I really never done it since.
Okay, good. Find a way yeah. to not do this. It's not that important. You can look at it when you get there. You could kill someone, or you could kill yourself if you don't clean that up. Okay, on the other side of business, the Atlanta Braves fired their manager.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to believe how they did it. But apparently, this is the way they do it now.
Okay.
Don't have to be face-to-face.
Oh.
I'll share that with you. And the way they did it, it's crazy. So that's in 5 minutes. This is Mark in the Morning. The Atlanta Braves started their season with a thud, going 9-28.
Ooh.
And they fired manager Freddie Gonzalez this week. But instead of meeting Freddie face-to-face to give him the news, they dropped the hammer by emailing him an airplane ticket back to Atlanta.
Oh, that's messed up.
Well, apparently, they don't care anymore. In fact, USC, the Trojans...
Pete Carroll.
Okay. Fired. They went on the road. No. Tom Hayden got on an airplane because the Trojans were on the road and they lost the football game. Tom Hayden flew into the airport, stood in the airport, and fired the head coach there.
You're thinking it was either it wasn't Sarkisian. It was the other one. He was the Raiders coach for like a minute. Yeah,
the important thing was it happened and it's crazy. Yeah.
Apparently, players learn all the time through Twitter that they've been traded.
It's so messed up.
I mean, that's...
Wouldn't you like to be the first one to know and not be told on TV or on online?
I would, but that's just the way it is. That's baseball. Hey, here's a plane ticket. I'll see you at the airport.
That's crazy.
Let's find out what's trending. Here's Gina Grant.
Well, Nick Menza, former drummer for the metal band Megadeth, died after collapsing on stage during a performance of his progressive jazz trio in Southern California this weekend. This was at the Baked Potato, by the way, a great little jazz club in between Hollywood and the Valley. The rock community has been expressing their sympathies online. Two California universities have offered admission to a student who is 12 years old.
Wow.
Another little Doogie Howser in the mix. And here's what's trending in sports. Exaggerator won the Preakness over the weekend, knocking out Nyquist's chance for a triple crown. I wasn't going to mention this, but this is a reason I can't watch the all these racehorses. There were two horses that passed away.
I heard.
One had to be put down on the track. Can't do it. Can't watch it. But congratulations, Exaggerator.
And by the way, a Doogie story. We had Neil Patrick Harris on the Mark and Brian program. And he's sitting there, and Brian, in the middle of the interview, said, "So, Doogie, tell me." Yeah, and Neil looked at me. It was so funny. Did he just call me Doogie?
Oh, no. Did he have any sense of humor about it
absolutely,
at all?
Okay, absolutely.
Good,
all of that was tongue-in-cheek.
Okay, good.
Every bit of it.
I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, 3 reasons today don't suck. But first, Billy Joel. This is Mark in the Morning.
Okay, so Dave cracks me up. We're going to be giving away a family four-pack. Hi, Michael.
Got a camera in your face. Keep going.
We're going to be giving away a family four-pack of Disney tickets, and today you're going to be singing a song from Frozen.
Yes.
Okay. Dave writes up complete script.
Uh-huh.
I have lines. Gina has lines. Uh-huh. Let's see, are there any sound effects in here?
Oh, there might be. Stage directions.
All right, so anyway, we have our script. I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille. All right, here we go. The three things that don't suck.
One.
What is this from, Gina?
I don't know, but it's ominous. Oh, 2012?
Mm-mm.
I don't know, it's scary. The first Phantom of the Opera? The movie?
No. Classic.
Nosferatu? This is terrifying. Move on.
It was on this day, May 23rd, 1980. The classic Stanley Kubrick horror film The Shining debuted in theaters.
Here's Johnny.
We even watched this week, and I should have known this. It's the best.
Beginning with when he shows up for the interview.
Mm-hmm.
The interview began the creepy because they go through the standard thing.
Yep.
And then I don't know what you know about, we had an unfortunate incident, and that's really where it begins.
That sets the tone.
Good God. And then I think for me, the moment in the whole movie is in the bathroom when Nicholson is having the conversation with that butler.
Yeah.
That is 8 minutes of brilliance. Both actors on both those men was just perfection.
But isn't it true that Jack Nicholson said later that he didn't think that Stanley Kubrick did his best in that movie and it wasn't that great, and then they made the movie of the week with what's-his-name as Jack?
I don't know.
Oh, isn't that if that happened, which I think it did, Jack Nicholson saying it just, the Shining wasn't up to par, isn't that an insane thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's an insane man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two.
Oh, I'm sorry, two. Two. It said two.
Yeah, two.
I need to be on two. It was on this day in 1982, Don Henley's Dirty Laundry hit the top of the charts. Here, Mr. Henley talks about having his classic solo, Dirty Laundry, covered by Lisa Marie Presley.
A little strange to me to hear other people doing my song, but it sort of blows my mind when I think about how much The King meant to me and how his recording of a song called Hound Dog was the very first rock and roll record that I ever bought. When I was just a kid, it was a 45 RPM record, and to think that these many years later, his daughter is recording one of my songs is pretty freaky.
It was also, Where's three? It was on this day back in 2004, the insane Lohan family, it's just everywhere.
Mm.
It was on this day that Lindsay Lohan's father, Michael, is arrested for beating his brother-in-law, Matt Sullivan, in the head with a shoe.
Oh, man.
This has been three reasons today doesn't suck. On the other side of business, we all know. Dr. What?
How did that last one sneak into three reasons today doesn't suck?
I'll be honest with you. There was nothing else. That was it. I went through everything. Okay. And so that was the one that at least, you know, somebody getting beaten in the head with a shoe.
I get it.
I went with that.
Okay.
I could have gone with two. I could have just shaved it off.
And I could have let it go, but it was just too weird.
Now, Dr. Oz said, the worst thing you can put in your mouth is what?
French fries.
That's correct. They're bad for you. We all know that. You don't know how bad.
Oh, no.
5 minutes away. This is Mark in the Morning. Gina, feel free to adjust that mic anytime you wish.
McDonald's is our kind of place.
Sorry, Mark, I had to put my shirt back on.
Okay, according to a 20-year study, potatoes, especially French fries, are terrible for you. Now, I already didn't know. I thought it was the fries because you're deep. Potatoes, bad.
Oh, really?
Researchers found that a diet consisting of four or more servings a week of baked boiled, or mashed potatoes was associated with an increased risk of high blood pressure compared with diets of less than one serving a month of spuds in any form. But it gets worse. The study also found that eating French fries is associated with an even higher risk of hypertension, which can lead to blood clots forming in the arteries leading to the brain, blocking blood flow and potentially causing a stroke. Don't worry. There is a solution.
Okay.
Potato chips. Scientists discovered that eating potato chips is not associated with an increased blood pressure risk. So chow down. At least they can come out with a study that tells you how dangerous dip is. How is that possible?
That can't be true.
All right. Then let's just
let's pretend that never happened.
Yeah. Coming up on the other side, we will speak with entertainment reporter Todd Dennison. He was at the Cannes Film Festival.
Oh.
Right after Mr. Hendrix. This is Mark in the Morning. So yesterday was the last day of the Cannes Film Festival in France, and we have a special entertainment reporter, Todd Dennison, on the phone to give us all the details. Thanks for calling in, Todd.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Good to be here. And yes, the stars were out in full force at the Cannes Festival.
Sounds exciting.
Yes, it was a who's who of celebs hobnobbing and rubbing elbows at the Cannes Film Festival.
Wait, you just pronounced it Cannes two different ways just now.
I'm not sure about that, but I am sure of the fact that the glamour was off the charts at the Cannes Film Festival.
All right, you just said cone. Do you not know how to pronounce can?
Of course. And I've got to tell you, I've had the time of my life at the Cannes Film Festival in beautiful Clam, France.
Todd, it's okay to admit that you don't know the proper pronunciation of Cannes. Few Americans do.
I don't know what you mean, Mark, but I do know what the celebs were looking extra fierce at the Cannes Florin Forstable.
Wow, none of the words were right that time.
The fashion, the intrigue, the movies, all on display at the Caney Flippity Dippity.
What's happening here?
The best of the best in the film industry strutting their stuff, Mark. That's what's happening. I can't wait to come to next year's Clef Fleffington Flomby Tomby.
Wait, are you having a stroke, Todd?
No, but speaking of strokes, the new film by director Plat Plat Freshman was a stroke of genius. But that's to be expected here at the Cannes Film Festival.
Hang on. I can't see the light.
I'm sorry, you were saying, Mark?
Shut up, Eric. Okay, Todd, well, and we're going to have to wrap it up. Thanks for calling in.
Reporting live from the Hanging Fingers, this is Todd Dennis.
I think it went off the rails during the flippity-dippity.
I exhaled once during that, and that tripped you.
Well, honestly, here's where I lost it. Because I don't read these scripts ahead of time. I lost it on flippity-dippity.
Yep.
Eric.
Yo.
Now, we talked about this on Friday. His daughter fell.
Yep.
Excuse me, I'm wiping tears.
He has to wipe away.
Your daughter fell at the playground, and she had surgery. Is she okay?
She is okay. A-OK. Surgery was a success. She's going back tomorrow for an x-ray and may be getting the cast on a couple days early. So got a pin in there for about a six-month period.
Oh, man.
So hopefully, I mean, these kids, the way the bones fuse together at such a young age, she's only five.
Oh, God.
So I'm really happy. But, you know, whenever you hear anesthesia and you're five-year-old, you get a little nervous.
Look, let me tell you, Gina, you're not a parent, nor should you ever
be. Thank you very much.
When you are dealing with your five-year-old or four-year-old and a medical surgical procedure, it is the most terrifying thing you can imagine.
Yeah.
Eric, thoughts and prayers. Glad things turned out okay.
Thanks so much. Thanks for everything.
And Mark, if you want to see something hilarious, I mean awesome, I'm going to show you a video of Eric's son, Evan, at T-ball. It's phenomenal.
Little slugger.
Yeah.
Eric, have a great day, my friend.
You too. Take care.
All right. So this weekend, I told you I went. And if you want to see it, go to Mark in the Morning Facebook. My daughter Amy's boyfriend, they live together, Bradley. Mm-hmm. His mother, Jaylene, is a professional frisbee dog competitor. And so we went to see them and watch the show, and it's great. And video of that is up on Mark in the Morning. So go check it out. So I get there. I had been at Doheny, and I drove back, fried my forehead, yeah. but I'm hungry. So there's the trucks. So my choices are lobster or something.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of lobster out of a truck, seafood out of a truck, I don't eat shrimp from an airplane.
The lobster roll trucks are fun, though. Those are really good. I couldn't do it.
Well, I just...
not your thing. All right.
So of the three or four trucks that were there, there was an ice cream truck. There was the hot dog truck. Mm-hmm. And I had seen it down here at the bottom of 5900 uh-huh. Wilshire. So there's like seven or eight different kinds of hot dogs.
Okay.
So I'm thinking I'm going to go for the Californian. But anything that has... sprouts on it. Ew. Sprouts on a hot dog. So I passed on that.
Yeah.
The one that I wound up getting, I'll try to remember, I had sauerkraut
okay.
on it.
Delish.
Several things. Brown mustard
okay.
was in there.
Yeah.
But the croissant de saison.
Huh?
I'm sorry?
Yeah. The
piece de resistance?
That's what I was looking for.
Yep.
I was close.
No, you were flippity-dippity.
Okay, then. I can't wait to hear that again, that bit. Feel me here.
Okay.
Deep-fried jalapeno slices.
Okay, that sounds kind of amazing.
I also had with it buffalo sauce on tater tots.
Are you trying to die?
When I went to the bathroom.
Okay.
Deep-fried jalapeno with buffalo tater tots.
Yeah.
Fire in the hole. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's all you have to say.
It was intense, dude.
You okay?
But that dog went down great.
Yeah.
It was super, super good.
Uh-huh.
And I think...
Did it look like a crime scene in the bathroom, though?
Oh, it was... I don't want to go any further, but
it
was...
That'd be great if you didn't.
Two flushes.
Oh, wow. Oh, big man. Champion.
Mikey, what are you groaning for? You and Danny talk about the most disgusting things in the world.
No, you're
forever.
Vile humans, the two of you.
But you're old. Old waste is just...
Oh, my God.
It's the worst.
Please tell me there's something we can move on to.
There is. If you would like to win a family four-pack to Disneyland, all you have to do is sing a song from Frozen. 888-696-1003. This is Police. Or is it The Police?
The Police.
The Police?
I think so.
Or Police?
Just Police.
It's a conversation I don't want to have. Here's Sting and the Boys. This is Mark in the Morning.
Let it go, let it go. I am one with the wind and sky. Let it go, let it go.
All right, you got Dave's script?
Yeah.
The kids are getting out of school soon, and what do you need? Shock collars?
No!
Giant rolls of bubble wrap?
No!
Disneyland resort tickets?
Yes! We have family four packs of one-day, one-park tickets to give away at 8 a.m. all this week. And today, for our L.A. listeners who are 18 and older, Uncle Joe Benson will have more tickets to give away at 11 a.m. too.
Jackie, let's take caller number 5-888-696-1003. Today, when you win... I want you to sing a song from Frozen. Gina, do the plug.
Get to the Disneyland Resort Diamond Celebration before the dazzle ends this summer and check out the new Star Wars experiences and premiering this summer, Frozen, live at the Hyperion Musical Spectacular at Disneyland Resort.
Jackie, for some reason, I can't see the name of the person on line one.
Jessica.
Okay, thank you. Jessica, sing something from Frozen.
Let it go, let it go. I'm on with the wind and sky.
No, when you hear that, shut up.
Thank you, Jessica.
All right, let's go to Dave. Dave, sing something from Frozen.
Let it go, let it go. That's about it.
That's not bad. Let's go to Leslie. Leslie, sing something from Frozen.
Do you want to?
Good God. Alice, sing something from Frozen.
The bees are buzzing, and buzzing are the bees.
Well, at least it wasn't
Frozen. No man to do. And
I don't remember that from Frozen.
Adam, sing something from Frozen.
Don't let them in. Don't let them in.
Adam, you win a family four-pack to go see Disneyland.
Yeah.
Do you have any awesome little ones you're going to take with you?
I have two.
Oh, perfect. You get a 4-pack to the Disneyland Resort, and congratulations.
You'll have another chance to win a family 4-pack at 11 o'clock this morning here. Not on Mark in the Morning, right, but on the radio station.
Uncle Joe.
11 o'clock. On the other side of the cars, we'll find out Nyquist will not be a Triple Crown winner. Lost it yesterday. Mm-hmm. Todd fills us in. Here's the cars on Mark in the Morning. All right, so we talked about this earlier. This woman who is in her car, she puts on a Chewbacca mask and then laughs hysterically.
Maniacally.
It's at 100 million views.
Yeah.
And we brought it up this morning, talked about it, stuck it up on Mark in the Morning Facebook, and there's quite an interesting conversation going on.
Yeah, so a lot of opinions.
We will hit that in a minute.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
So Todd and his sports are brought to you, our friends and buddies at Frontier Toyota. Had a chance to catch up with the boys from Frontier Toyota this weekend at Doheny. Todd, it looks as though we are not going to have a Triple Crown winner.
No, definitely not going to have one, Mark. The Preakness won by Exaggerator, as Exaggerator beat Nyquist. And so we won't have back-to-back Triple Crown winners. There'll be no American Pharaoh this year, but... still got the Belmont Stakes in a couple of weeks, and I'm sure Nyquist will probably be the favorite in that one as well. Baseball, hey, the Dodgers went 17 innings, but they won yesterday 9-5 as Puig hits a two-run single in the 17th to get the win there. I love this story. You know, the Angels, they're playing some pretty good baseball right now. They beat the Orioles 10-2. Jared Weaver, he's kind of now like their young veteran pitcher, and he did not throw one pitch yesterday faster than 85 miles per hour. But they won the game 10-2. That shows me he's nibbling at some corners. You know what I mean?
Hey, Socia. Mike Socia. Right here, buddy.
Stop. Can you just sit down and be professional for 4 minutes?
Hey, kiss on this, Socia, you bitch.
Todd, you were saying?
Well, and I was saying also that Carlos Perez, their catcher, had 5 runs batted in, so good for him.
Hey, Perez. Right here.
Hey.
Todd, power through.
Hey, and a big day for Big Poppy. David Ortiz, 4-for-4 yesterday.
Wow.
NBA, I'm shocked. Oklahoma City beat Golden State 133-105. That's a huge win for Golden State. I should say for Oklahoma City, as they take a 2-1 lead in that series. Westbrook at 30 points, Durant at 33. NFL news, New England owner Robert Kraft says he supports the Raiders moving to Las Vegas. The NFL owners are meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina tomorrow. I don't know if this will come up for discussion, but we know that Jerry Jones says he's intrigued by the Raiders to Las Vegas, and so is Robert Kraft. And we found out this morning, and that is that Tom Brady is going to appeal his Deflategate suspension. So it's an ongoing thing. I wish you would just drop it, serve your 4 games, and let's put it in the rearview mirror. I mean, the Deflategate saga has been going on for 1 year and 5 months already.
Todd, I want to go back to the Raiders in Vegas. The one thing that's clear is this would be great for Vegas, because every resort that's in Vegas is going to put in a tram that will take you from their resort straight to the stadium. So fans will fly in on Friday. They'll spend a traditional Vegas weekend gambling and drinking and eating and, you know, banging whores, and then go to see an NFL football game. I get Mikey's point about the tailgating, but I think it's a good idea.
Look, I think it's a good idea for the NFL if the NFL can get over its phobia of gambling, you know, and if they can, I don't say they have to embrace gambling, but they have to acknowledge that, hey, gambling on professional sports happens, and it's legal. And what's fantasy football? Fantasy football is a form of gambling, and there's so many people in fantasy football leagues, and the NFL knows that one reason their ratings are so good is that people are in fantasy football leagues and they want to see how their teams are doing and their guys are doing. So if they get over that, they'll be okay. Hey, real quick, Mark, golf. Sergio Garcia wins the Byron Nelson Classic. Jordan Spieth had a tough last round, 74, but he only finished 5 strokes off the pace. And congratulations, Cheryl Miller, one of my favorites, former great USC women's basketball player. She is the new women's basketball coach at Cal State LA. That's it in sports, brought to you by Frontier Toyota. Hey, thank you to listener Steve, who, Mark, brought me some cold and on sale to our big shindig there on Friday morning. I love the guy. Anyway, we had a great time. You said you caught up a bunch of folks at Frontier Toyota. We had a wonderful event there on Friday there in Valencia. So remember, it's the Memorial Day sales all this week and through Memorial Day at Frontier Toyota.
Todd, thank you. Have a great day.
All right. See you guys.
Are you back in your studio tomorrow?
I'm going to be on my microphone tomorrow.
Okay, great. We'll see you then.
Alrighty.
All right, on the other side of business, and look, guys, I've been doing this for 45 years, and I know a good one when I see one, because this is going to go on and on and on, and it's going to be a soap opera for all of us to enjoy. And I'm also torn, and I'll explain why. David Hasselhoff is in the middle of divorce proceedings with Pamela Bach. Mm-hmm. He claims he is broke.
Oh, no.
He has no money. Yeah. She's saying, bull crap. So I'll come back and give you the details. It's juicy. And again, I'm torn. I'll explain why. 5 minutes away. This is Mark in the Morning. I've been looking for freedom. So, you know how we say that the show off the air is a lot better than this crap we do on the
Indeed.
Air?
Indeed.
Gina and I just spent 5 minutes trying to explain to the idiot Danny Mizrahi what a fleshlight is.
And he was way too confused.
He just couldn't get it.
Yeah. Mm.
After a while, we just abandoned the attempt.
And he got angry and left.
All right. David Hasselhoff says he is struggling to stay relevant, and as a result, he is dead broke. The former television star and singer who made hundreds of millions of dollars from starring in Baywatch and Knight Rider now claims to have less than $4,000 cash to his name.
Oh, geez.
His financial struggles came up in his spousal support fight with his ex-wife, Pamela Bach. Hoff says he can no longer afford to pay her $252,000 a year because he's not making enough money. He admits to earning $112,000 a month, but says he spends $66,000, and after his payments to Pamela and other living expenses, he is left with nothing. Pamela, of course, is saying that's a load of crap. She believes he is worth more than $120 million and that he owns property from all over the world. Now,
$4,000 to $100 million, that's quite a spectrum.
That is. And so this is going to come down at some point. This is going to play out. Now, the reason that I'm torn is because back in the Mark and Brian days, we starred in, as you know, I don't want to say starred. Let's just say we went in and saved it.
Okay.
Friday the 13th, Part 9.
Oh, yeah, right.
We had a world premiere for Friday the 13th, Part 9. Red carpet, tuxes, tongues ripping out of our cheek. Uh-huh. Jerry Vale, the singer, came and sang the national anthem at it. But David Hasselhoff and Pamela Bach, they came down, limos, the whole thing, and they were our celebrities.
Uh-huh.
So, and that was great of them to, you know, interrupt their day and come down there and stand there and be funny.
Yeah, it was fun.
So I love them both. I want it to go well. But right now, I would think this is a prime example of two people that are different ends of the spectrum.
And who do you think is probably closer to the truth financially? Do you think he's like, look, I got nothing left with his pockets turned inside out? Or she's like, you're hiding money, you mother.
I think it's in between.
Okay.
Because I don't know how relevant David is.
Yeah. And I want to know what he's spending $66,000 a month on.
Yeah. Now, well, look, it's all going to come out, and I'll be right here on top of it, here to fill you in.
Thank you.
On the other side of Aerosmith, we're going to get through this woman who put on that Chewbacca mask and laughed hysterically in her car because we put it up on Mark in the Morning Facebook. What makes that get 100 million views? All right, so let's talk this through. And yes, I'm aware that I say that all the time. It's because I mean it. I want to talk this through.
Okay.
So this woman gets in her car. She puts on a Chewbacca mask and laughs hysterically. I have not viewed the video. It's gone so viral. It's on television everywhere, and I've seen it 1,000 times.
Yeah.
All right, so here is the audio of this viral video.
Oh!
So, to me, she's insane. That's what I get. Not only that, it's annoying to me. Now, you read where she's a drama teacher or something?
She was a drama major in college, so she's an aspiring actress, I would assume.
So we stuck it up on Mark in the Morning Facebook. Gina's going to share with us some of the comments people have been making.
Yeah, a house divided, Mark.
Okay.
A house divided. Now, Ray, first comment out of the gate, exactly, Gina. We all need to step back from the grind of the day-to-day and just look in the mirror wearing a Chewbacca mask and laugh at ourselves because we need to. I said earlier, you know, we're all so jaded that when we see someone with pure joy being ridiculous, it's infectious. We want to be a part of it. So Jennifer said, I shared it. I loved her laugh and the pure joy she got out of a simple moment. Life is good. Rick said she simply found a happy place in an otherwise crappy world. So there's a theme developing here. However, Ellen is on Team Mark, who says, I agree with Mark. She's a nut. I may have smiled initially, but laugh, no. So we have a couple dissenting voices, and some people think she's just insane. She has kids, by the way. And some people think, it's just refreshing to see somebody happy.
I got you there, but look, you showed me, I said, one of the greatest videos, that viral videos I ever saw, was dogs failing at being dogs. Gina showed me another one that for me, that's it.
Yeah,
I'm going to like that every single time, every single day.
That'll be up on Mark in the Morning. It's dogs that can't catch S.
Oh, so funny. Oh, my God. We got to get that up.
I think I already put it up.
All right. On the other side of business, a South Carolina man was arrested for truth in advertising. Check what he did. He placed a note on Craigslist saying, I sell weed. And a cop allowed him to do exactly that. Oh. I'll come back with details. This is Mark in the Morning. A South Carolina man was arrested for truth in advertising after placing a Craigslist note saying, quote, I sell weed, then meeting a cop to do exactly that. James Kinley III concocted a pretty detailed ad, including a photograph of himself and a photograph of the leafy green product, along with an offer to sell the goods for a mere $200. An investigator texted the number Kinley provided to see if he could get in on the deal. 27-year-old agreed, setting up a time and place to make the exchange. I don't have to tell you what the outcome was. The idiot's in jail.
Couple of silver bracelets.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Let us find out what's trending. Here's Gina Grad.
Well, the San Diego Gay Men's Chorus had a terrible experience at Petco Park over the weekend when the 100-man volunteer group had to stand and listen to a pre-recorded national anthem while the audience allegedly booed them. We hope to have them on our show to entertain us and all of Los Angeles. San Diego Gay Men's Chorus, please come on the show! A new poll claims that 20% of Americans would vote third party over voting for Trump or Clinton. And a man stripped naked this weekend at a Chilean zoo in a bid to feed himself to the lions. He is currently in grave condition, and the two lions had to be put down. Some people.
God.
I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, comedian Jim Norton in the room with us. But first, The Doors. This is Mark in the Morning.
What is he doing?
He's screaming.
And what does that mean to anything?
He's letting out his aggression,
Mark.
He had
to put a little button on it.
All right. We welcome in Jim Norton, very funny Jim Norton, stand-up comedian. Good morning, Jim.
Oh, would you like some mic?
Cool. It's not on. My low self-esteem never feels like I should be heard, so I wouldn't have complained. I'm glad you said that.
All right, so Jim is going to be at the Novo in downtown, previously Club Nokia. Friday, he's at the Mirage in Las Vegas. What size room do they have at the Mirage?
I honestly don't know. I mean, I'm going to guess it's 1,500, 2,000, something like that.
Okay.
That's
was
about
that
my
all?
Max. No, that's my... Oh, no, I'm sure the back 1,400 will be curtained off. Be 100 eager fans.
Hey, as long as there's enthusiasm in the room, I'm good.
Yeah, right now, good laughers.
Jim, at the attempt to get to know you,
sure.
We're going to go with the island questions.
Sure.
And so you just answer as you see fit.
Cool.
You're going to go live the rest of your life on an exotic island. You can take one kind of candy bar with you. Which candy bar is that?
Huh, good question. I'm going to guess one that won't break in half if I try to sit on it. You know, I'm going to be by myself. So.
Right. A Snickers seems sort of hearty.
Yeah, Snickers is good.
You can take one kind of food that you'll eat for the rest of your life. What will it be?
I wish I had a better answer than this. I would probably take pizza. I haven't had pizza in a long time.
It's probably our number. Why not?
Because I'm trying to lose weight. It's almost like I just got, you get really tired of sleeping with people and just seeing the look, like when they're like, oh God, this is only for the money. So you're like, I really want to, you know, I try not to eat the type of food I was eating for a long time.
All right, well, good
so
for
I would
you.
Have to say pizza just to treat myself. I'm on an island. I'm going to wind up dying anyway. I might as well go out with fat, meaty man breasts.
Yep. Love it. You can take one album. What will it be?
Oh man. Black Sabbath, Sabotage.
Nice.
It'd be Sabotage, yeah.
A lot of people struggle with that one. We've had some that almost couldn't come up with an answer, and you got right to it.
Well, yeah, because, you know, one album, I mean, I'm probably not going to have a record player, so it doesn't even matter what I bring. There's no electricity on an island, so which cover would I want to look at? That's how I went by it.
You can take one movie. What will it be?
Caligula. Because I love Malcolm McDowell, I love Peter O'Toole, I love John Gielgud, I also love pornography, and what better way to combine all those things? I would have to say Caligula.
And again, you could stare at the cover.
Absolutely, and Helen Mirren's topless in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, boy. All right, so for conversation's sake, dead or alive, they'll of course be alive in their prime. Somebody that you can talk to, who will it be?
Someone I could talk to, dead or alive. Probably Richard Pryor, because he's my comic idol, but he was also such a difficult guy. I think he'd be entertaining to talk to, and just I'd kind of like to see how difficult he was in real life. So I'd have to say Pryor, probably the most fun guy.
Nice. For sexual gratification, the dead or alive, they'll of course be alive and in their prime, somebody for you to have sex with, who's it going to be?
Caitlyn Jenner. I think I'd go with Caitlyn Jenner. Just why not? Yeah. Why not? I admired you before. I kind of admire you now. What the hell? Although I might not just because of the age, but I maybe Caitlyn Jenner. That's a possibility.
Now, Gina knows quite a bit about you. She has, so that you know, and I want you to know who's sitting to the left of you.
Sure.
She is obsessed with stand-up comedians.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
My whole life. Like, that's my thing. I admire from afar.
Did you ever want to do stand-up and you didn't do it?
I've done it. It was horrible. And I find this much easier.
Yeah, but horrible. But it's like one of those things where you do it a couple times and like this fear of it, you get over and the worry about the audience. This is great because there's no immediate response.
Exactly.
But you should try it again if you want to do it.
I might. I just had such a block and my monitor was on and I was, why isn't anybody like, I gotta go? So, okay. Yeah, I don't know if
all
I
right.
can do it again.
Let me be clear.
What?
If you do this, I can't come.
Oh, I know. I know.
Because
do you know how many times I've said that about different things?
No, it's one of the reasons that even though I do on this show a little bit of improv, I can't go watch improv comedians because I feel so badly when they bomb.
Yeah.
And so with the potential...
You wouldn't be able to do
I couldn't sit in the room.
No, I have to admit, like, I had a couple of good shows, but it's just, it's too scary.
You couldn't watch your friend.
No, he would
never.
There's
nothing I enjoy. If I'm walking through the Comedy Cellar in New York and I see someone getting big laughs, I don't look. But if I hear a joke and then silence, oh, I can't wait to pull up a chair and enjoy it. Nothing makes a comic happier than watching other comedians bomb.
All right, first of all, I've always said there's nothing better than watching a great comedian have a hot night, and there's nothing worse. I don't know what it is about me. I guess fear of me bombing. I had a nightmare one night, and it always comes in different forms. My DJ nightmares are the ones where I wake up or I'm in the control room and the record is fading and I can't, I'm in molasses and I can't move. I had a comedian, and I've never been a stand-up, but I had a comedian nightmare. I was sold out. The place is packed and hopping, and I walked out, curtain opens, and I have no act.
Yeah.
I don't know any jokes, and I just go blind.
And for that experience, you can come Thursday to the Novo, because it's exactly what it's going to be like. Just me up there with no idea what I'm talking about. That's a very common fear.
Yeah, because you, if I went and you died, you bombed, I would bomb, and I'm not going to...
Thank you. Thank you for not putting yourself through this, Mark.
I just can't. I'm just telling you flat out I can't.
Appreciate it.
Cops have dreams like that. Like they shoot their gun and the bullets just kind of fall. That's a common cop dream. Yeah. Their gun is not effective. So I guess you're a performer. You're on the radio. The idea of not being able to remember your act is terrifying.
Maybe. If you just joined us, Jim Norton, the very funny Jim Norton, he's on the Mouthful of Shame tour. He's at the Novo downtown, previously Club Nokia. That's Thursday. Friday, the Mirage in Las Vegas. For tickets, go to Jim's website, jimnorton.com/tour. We will continue our chat momentarily. This is Mark in the Morning.
Jugs and orbs and darts and gourds. Elmer Fudd's and bouncing
gears. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I know what he's talking about.
Typically, a big bust will get a cop officer a commendation. But for one senior officer in England, it got her suspended. That's because she showed her boobs at a police conference for women and argued with another officer that she had the nicest boobs. So she just lifted her shirt and showed them.
Yeah.
Assistant Chief Constable Rebecca Sutcliffe was suspended after word got out that she had exposed her breast to fellow officers that she had the best boobs. The other officer is facing no penalty.
Well, I would love to judge her, but seeing as how I've already lifted up my shirt twice this morning to show you guys.
Have you really?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I did awesome. Your daughter in the hallway.
Yeah, no, she'll do it for you. Don't worry about it.
I would like that
a
lot.
I just got a new sports bra. I was really excited.
Oh, nice. What color?
It's black and green. And
wow. Yeah. Very lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah, she just... Gina.
What a great gig this is.
Gina, maybe
I would buy you a bra every day just to see those.
They're expensive. That'd be amazing.
Gina, maybe you and I should sit down a little while.
A little hunchy chat.
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
On the other side, we continue talking with Jim Norton. This is Led Zeppelin on Mark in the Morning. Oh, listen to that. Mm-hmm. The 70s, where they had just started learning how to play with stereo. Hey. Let's make it move back and forth. It'll
so
freak people
trippy.
Out. Movie, man. The very funny Jim Norton is in. The Mouthful of Shame tour at the Novo in downtown, previously Club Nokia. It's a good room. That's Thursday. Friday at the Mirage in Las Vegas. So I was, you're a stand-up. You do a lot of traveling. So I flew this weekend. And I've been seeing everywhere on television, because of the TSA and the lack of budget and so forth, that it's going to take hours.
Right.
So I finished the show, left immediately for the airport. My wife and I were both TSA pre-check. We got through security in the 30 seconds.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then we sat for 4 hours at the airport and then flew for 5.
Why'd you sit for 4?
Because we went right away thinking we're going to be in line for 3 hours.
Oh, okay.
Can't miss the plane.
Right, sure.
And then it was completely moot. So I don't know where these lines are.
Yeah.
All right, well, I have a pet peeve, and I'm sure that we've all... I don't know about women's restrooms. They probably don't do it, but guy restrooms. So I'm in the Charlotte airport, and I got to go to the bathroom. I'm in there for a while. And this is one of those that has an attendant in there, which, by the way, the attendant doesn't do anything. I'll get through it. So I'm in the stall. I'm in there for a while. Mm. And he keeps talking to men who walk out of the stall. Oh, you must feel better.
Oh, God.
Relieve the pressure. I heard this for 10 minutes. 10 minutes. So I come out and he says to me, oh, you must feel better. Relieve the pressure. You even look better.
Oh, wow.
So I go up and I wash my hands. I pull my own towel down.
Yeah.
This guy has no cologne, he has no candy, he has nothing except a tip jar. He did nothing except tell me that I look better from the lack of pressure that I apparently have.
Right.
And I still gave him $1.
You did?
And you should have. And you should have. It's like hugging somebody who has terminal cancer. Sometimes when you see somebody who's that's what their life is,
yeah,
you just got to give them a little something. Do you understand? His job is to stand there and breathe that in and tell you how terrific you look. Well worth it for
$1. That's a good point.
You donated to a charity. That's what it was. That's good for your soul, man.
Although, Jim, I thought you'd take the other standpoint because basically you're paying him to heckle you.
Yeah, but he's heckling you nicely. If it was bad, like if he said you don't look any different or, wow, that was terrible, then you don't give him anything. Right. But the fact that he just stood there and basically stood there and breathed in the Staten Island dump and handed you a compliment. Oh, you look terrific. Like it was well worth it for me to stand here and breathe that in just to tell you how terrific you look.
That's a good point.
Here's $1. You give him $1. You made the right move.
So one of the things that seems to be improving, and you can share better than probably most because you are on the road. How many days a year are you on the road?
It depends. I mean, on this tour, I'm out 3 days a week. But I do radio in New York, so I have to be back at least Monday through Thursday. So, you know, it's not as much as it used to be, but I do stand up every night.
But and you were in the documentary I Am Road Comic.
Was I in that? I don't know.
You didn't know that? Yeah, no, it was great. It was fantastic.
We're speaking with Jim Norton. He's on the Mouthful of Shame tour at the Novo in downtown, formerly Club Nokia. That's Thursday and then Friday at the Mirage in Las Vegas. So you've been doing stand-up how long?
26 years.
Wow.
Jesus. What is one of the... Because I've always been intrigued with stand-up because you've got this solid hour 15. You know that it kills. This is proven material. You go out on Friday night and you slay them.
Sure.
Same act, next night, dies 1,000 deaths. Have you experienced that?
Yes, I've never with an hour set because by the time they're coming to see you, it's hard to bomb for an hour, especially if the crowd is there for you. But in New York, I'll have it a lot. Like you do the Comedy Cellar, you do a 20-minute set. Then I'd go uptown and do the comic strip, the same act bomb, literally 15 minutes later. Okay. I've had it tank 15 minutes later, and that's just the way it is. I don't know what if the material's the same, but maybe the delivery is a little bit different. Maybe the crowd just hates my guts. I've had it from show to show. That's kind of the fun of it.
I was going to say, what can you do to save it besides have fun bombing?
Well, if I'm bombing horribly and I know I can't get out of it, then I'm really going to go hard and we're all going to feel like we need a shower when this is over. No one gets out alive. Like, you know what I mean? I'm basically locking the door. You ever see in Bronx Tale? Now you can't leave. When he closes, that's what it's like. If I'm bombing, we're all going to feel disgusted.
Do you ever let them know? Do you acknowledge the fact that these are not landing?
Oh, God, yeah. I have to. Yeah. Sometimes that helps you get out of it.
Yeah.
But there's something honest about it that they appreciate. And even if they don't appreciate it, I feel good about myself. Although you got to give it a chance the first couple of times it doesn't work. Because sometimes if you act like this is exactly how it's supposed to be going, they come around. You have to know when to do that. Because one joke in, if it doesn't get a laugh, you don't want to sabotage it. Maybe they didn't hear it, or maybe you just delivered it wrong, and the next one they'd like.
All right, before I get you out of here, what is the single greatest hour of stand-up you have ever witnessed?
Richard Pryor, 1979, filmed live in concert, Long Beach, California. That's
my buddy.
The greatest one.
That changed everything.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that made me want to be a comedian. That hour and 18 minutes of stand-up made me want to be a comedian. Wow.
I had never seen, because this is Richard Pryor. He had already set himself on fire, freebasing.
No, this is before.
Oh, this is before.
Yeah,
that.
You think Sunset Strip was after. This was the first one where he had...
He was wearing a red satin shirt.
Yes, and gold shoes. Mm-hmm. And Patti LaBelle had opened for him, and he does Patti LaBelle jokes. This is not the one where he's wearing a suit. Yeah, you're thinking of the right one, just different time.
I had never seen anybody do where he animated his car. You gonna leave me? Not in this right here, you know.
Yeah.
and that is, like you said, that is the single greatest hour of comedy that I don't know if anybody will ever be able to. Because who can open up their life, all this negative crap that happened, his grandmother beating him and all this, and make it hysterical?
Yeah, and it was seamless, and it was funny, and it was silly. It didn't take itself too seriously, and yet it was poignant. It was everything a stand-up special should be. I'm a big Robert Klein fan too. I love Robert Klein, but you know, or Carlin's "You Are All Diseased" is one of my favorite moments in stand-up as well. But that was just, there's nothing ever better than that. There's just not.
You know, a comment on George Carlin. God rest his soul. He got to a point in his career where he didn't feel like when he would come into radio, he would never be funny.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was just there. I'm George Carlin. I don't need to be funny. What's that say, Mikey? Hold it up again.
Mikey's sending notes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do we have time?
Yeah.
Okay. He would come in and he was not funny at all.
Was he trying to be or just chatting or no?
No, he was just talking.
Oh, okay. Seriously.
There was no attempt at being funny. And I'm sorry, and you're George Carlin, but we're here on the radio. We have to entertain people.
Sure.
You have to throw a few funnies out like you have been doing.
Yeah.
No, he didn't do that.
Well, you know, it's funny. Towards the end, I actually love, like, You Are All Diseased was such an angry special. Mm. He was so... he was basically attacking the people in his audience, and I loved it. Like, me and Colin Quinn talked about this. Colin's like, I like the older stuff, but I preferred that where he was just really just vomiting on these people who had paid a lot of money to see him.
I admired
the courage of it.
I probably loved it.
I asked him what had changed in his career, and he said, I got to a point where I decided, or maybe it just happened to me, I don't care. And that was it. All right, we're going to play What's He Carrying? Gina and I.
All right.
All right, you keep up. You are traveling. You're on the road. Is this home base for you?
No, New York.
Okay, he's on the road. That's important. Okay, I'm just going to go with 200.
Okay, so we're basically trying to guess what's in your wallet. That's what's happening right now.
Okay.
All right, so you're saying 200 cash, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Something tells me you're a plastic guy. You're a credit card guy. I don't think you have time to mess with the bills and the change and all the stuff.
He's a New Yorker.
Yeah.
You got to have cash to buy, illegal movies on the street.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm going to go lower then and knock off purses. I'm going to say $12.
Whoa!
Yeah, I believe that.
Mikey?
I'm going to say he stopped off at the ATM before he got here. $250.
Okay.
If you would please pull out your cash and count it.
All right.
He's pulling out his wallet.
What you're forgetting.
Oh, damn.
Is that I pay for sex. So you always. let me see. 1, 8, 4, 8, 80. There's 80. 2, 9, 2.
Oh, my
3,
God.
Whoa.
1, 2, some 3, hundos. 4. 480, 530.
Wow.
Hold on.
Drop a quarter.
540, 60, 86. 87,
wow.
I've never been 20, so 40, wrong 60, about anything.
8, 20, 40, 60. About 880.
Whoa! Another winner!
But again.
Mikey gets your money.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, you weren't taking into account the fact that some woman is going to be handed most of this. And I say woman in air quotes.
Jim Norton, we thoroughly enjoyed it. He's on his Mouthful of Shame tour. Thursday, he's at the Novo in downtown, previously Club Nokia, and then Friday at the Mirage in Vegas. Tickets available at Jim's website, jimnorton.com/tour. Jim enjoyed it.
Thank you. You guys were awesome. Thanks so much.
Come back and see us again.
Anytime.
Coming up, Gina's Trending. Let's do business and get back. This is Mark in the Morning. Let's find out what's trending. Here's Miss Grant.
Egypt turned to using a robot submarine Sunday in the search for the black boxes from Egypt Air Flight MS-804 as the investigation continues to determine what brought down the plane last week. The submarine being used in the search comes from the offshore oil industry. Experts say search teams have about 30 days to track the pings from the beacons attached to the black boxes before the batteries run out of power. I also heard that the submarines go about 10,000, I don't know, feet?
Yep.
I would say leagues and fathoms, under the sea. And that should be enough to actually retrieve the black box.
Are we still in the middle of thinking it could be terrorism?
Well, yes and no. They're starting to lean toward mechanical failure. There was a couple of fires on the plane, but they want to know what started those fires. Who started those fires? Was it mechanical? Was it a bomb? They're still trying to figure that out. And that black box will have all of that information, hopefully.
You know, you would think with the black box being as important as it is, it would be easier to find. I mean, the thing is pinging,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
So why can't you just zero right in on it?
That'd be nice, right?
It seems that, we went to the moon.
Yep.
We can find an easier way to find that black box.
Well, this always seems to be the thing after a catastrophic event like this. It's, can we, will we find this black box? And I agree with you. I wish there was a better way, but sometimes we just don't recover them. I really hope this gets done.
Yep.
A new study finds that legalization of marijuana in Oregon has created at least 2,000 jobs and will add more as the market matures. It's a big deal.
I just want to make an observation.
Yeah.
It's strange. People, ideas, things, thoughts hit you when it hits you. Gina and I, we're paid to sit in a room with no windows and chat with each other.
Yeah.
That hit me when you were talking.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It would be so much easier if we were friends.
Yeah. It would be a lot easier if we liked each other.
Yeah.
But I gave up on that day one.
Oh, thanks so much. Oregon, get those jobs and smoke your weed. And I hate you too, Mark.
Hey, did you know that in Oregon, you cannot pump your own gas?
Oh, that's a New Jersey thing too. Mm-hmm. Isn't that weird?
It's a state law. I just shuddered when you said New Jersey.
Oh, you hate me.
I had the longest weekend there. I really felt like I was in a Sopranos thing. I thought every single person that I met in New Jersey was pissed off at me. Just the way they talk.
Yeah, it's just their thing.
What do you need? I don't need anything from you.
It's because you're from the South. It's too harsh for you. It's the Garden State.
Are you? Have you been?
Yes. I like those kind of people, but we're very different.
It seemed to me that New Jersey was in black and white.
Yeah.
There was no color to it.
Well, you're going to be spending a lot of time there, so get used to it.
Oh, God.
The Rolling Stones have licensed many of their album covers to a Saint-Tropez-based beachwear company for use in a new line of swimwear. There are two swim trunks, which will set you back either $280 or $295, a black t-shirt for $135, and a limited edition fishtail longboard skateboard, the price of which has not been revealed, probably because it's super expensive.
Wow.
Would you buy $250 swim trunks because they had a Rolling Stones album cover on?
Are you looking at me? You're asking me this question?
Yeah, I just want you to play along.
On what
planet, in what alternate universe would you do this?
Doesn't exist.
Okay.
Does not exist. Might you have noticed, clothes are not really important to me.
Yeah, I have noticed. Because if they were at all, you wouldn't have worn a shirt the same shade as your face.
What she's referring to is this weekend, I took this winter white face of mine and decided that I would pull the top down for the drive down to Doheny and back. Mm-hmm. So this morning when I first woke up and I just kind of, you know, stretched my face, my forehead fought it. It kicked back. This skin is going to come off in one sheet.
It's going to be disgusting.
Yeah.
It's literally the color of a barn.
Yeah.
Like this rusty red.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So congratulations on that.
Thanks, Gina.
I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. This is Mark in the Morning, and this is Rocket Man.
That wraps it for our attempt at a show on this Monday. We welcome in Uncle Joe's 10 at 10.
You know, I was waiting for you to join me on stage last night about 7:30.
Oh, no, dude. I was checked out and gone.
A lot of fun, though.
But it was great. But I'm toast. You must be exhausted.
Oh, I'm just damn good looking, that's all. Sounds 10 at 10 today, supported by Trader Joe's. With help from Trader Joe's, you can make great meals in minutes without breaking the bank. Find the Trader Joe's in your neighborhood at TraderJoe's.com. Right. Today, we're featuring today the year The Godfather came out.
Ooh.
Deliverance came out. Ooh. Poseidon Adventure.
Ooh.
I actually saw one of those. The movie had, screw the movies, the music was great.
I think 76.
I'm saying 72.
This is the first time ever that Gina got it right off the bat.
Godfather, baby.
I think I got to sit down in the corner now. 72.
Coming up tomorrow, we've got Lonnie Jordan. He was with the group War.
Nice, yes.
Absolutely nothing. Say it again.
Say it again.
5 seconds for $5. Did they get? No, it's 5 seconds for $10.
No, it's actually 5 seconds for $15.
Really?
We'll have this discussion later.
Okay, so we messed up today?
I think so.
Why is no one keeping up with this crap?
Danny was, and then we all got blamed for it.
Mm-hmm. Danny sucks. Disney Disney Family 4-Pack we're giving away, and Weird Al. I watched an interview with him this weekend, and the reason his name is Weird Al is because he honestly, intelligent and everything, but he is very, very weird.
He's an odd guy.
He is. It's his facial expressions, the way he stares like a squirrel. He stares too long. You know what I'm saying? Mikey, it's your turn.
Jermaker. That's how you say it.
It is not.
Yes.
Then why spell it D-Y-E-O? It's Dyer Maker.
No.
Out of the room, Mark.
No.
You classic rock bitches piss me off. Swear to God.
Here's the Mighty Zep on Mark in the Morning.
The Mark in the Morning podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattress. Go to Casper.com and use the offer code Gina for $50 off your purchase.
Want more Mark in the Morning? Live and in living color in Southern California. Listen weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 100.3 FM.